Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sviem. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Sviem steals second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bando scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Bernazard scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosio fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bosio. Bernazard moves to third. Butler moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Riles fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bando reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard strikes out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schroeder juggles the ball. That's an error on Schroeder. Jacoby scores. Bando moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sviem hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Carter moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sviem hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 3 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Molitor out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.